Welcome to the Peak Performance Guitar Podcast. I am your host, Dean Kay. This is episode 3. We're currently doing 21 days of creativity secrets. This is day 3, and secret number 3 I call the reverse. So the simplicity of this creative secret is the source of its power and genius. Whether you find a chord progression, a rockin' riff, a pretty melody, or a sweet lick, you simply play it in reverse and see what happens. Taylor Swift uses this creativity secret to perfection in many of her songs. Mostly, she just reverses her chord progression from verse to chorus or chorus to bridge, and her skill with this technique is one of her strengths as a songwriter. You can also hear me use this technique in the melody of Opening Heart off of my EP, Welcome Home. I'll provide a link in the show notes for you if you want to listen to that. So my question for you is, what are you working on right now that you can try this out with? Begin today to put the reverse technique into practice, and you've doubled your creativity in a single day. Why do I say that? I say it because by reversing every new move, riff, or melody you come up with, you effectively double your catalog. You get 2 for 1. Not only that, but you make the reverse even more powerful by utilizing the other tools at your disposal. Change the rhythm, change the tempo, change the length of 1 or 2 notes, and you've taken your discovery and turned it into a vast palette with which to paint your musical picture. So that's it. You've got it now, the whole thing. Now it's time to just go put it into practice. And I really want to hear from you about the great results you get by putting the reverse into action. Drop me a quick note at dean@peakperformanceguitar.com and let me know how it goes. I want to thank you for joining me today. Please tune in tomorrow. Also subscribe so you can get notifications every time there's a new episode. Again, I'm Dean Kay. As always, have fun and make music.